You know, my Rashi, Reb Lezer, he shears, he's a mach, his son-in-law is Moskowitz, that's Shmuel Kamenetsky's grandson. Okay. Shmuel Kamenetsky's son-in-law is Moskowitz, so his kid is married to Reb Lezer's daughter. So after his son-in-law had a baby, so he called up Shmuel to tell Mazda, because he's an elder Zayda. So, Shmuel says, how much does the baby weigh? Yeah. I have no idea. He says, you have to get a little more involved. Yeah. So now, Reb Lezer, every time any one of his kids call him, no, we have had a baby. Okay, how much baby weigh?
Let's get there on. First, you have to know, otherwise, you have to know.
Whatever. Shmuel asked.
But next time, Shmuel's going to ask something else.
Exactly. He'll be stuck again.
I get to love.
If it was a boy or a girl, it's not going to know that. He's going to know how much baby weighs. It's not going to know if it's a boy or a girl.
I get to love. Beautiful bar mitzvah. Beautiful bar mitzvah.
Where'd you go?
Meir, essentially.
Meir bar mitzvah?
Your mitzvah.
The youngest, the Mazinka.
No. He still has another kid on the name.
Oh, another kid on the name?
Yeah.
So was Dr. Sinsky was there?
Yeah.
Who else?
Who else? My Shver.
That's it, nobody else.
That's it. Sure,
there's room for you in the house? Like enough room?
I didn't stay in the house.
Where do you stay?
In a neighbor. We had a basement.
And they had enough room?
Just me and my wife.
We were the kids?
Just handing out the sisters-in-law.
Uh-huh. And the shul's closed? Like how far away is?
The shul? It's on Heisen.
How far?
6 minute walk from the house.
That's not bad.
Staying.
Nice shul?
15 minutes. They took a 12-bay garage. And they just slept.
Was one car garage?
No, 12 bays. 12, it was mostly a mechanic or some type of a thing. Right?
It's completely empty. It's a commercial house. Property, though?
Yeah.
It's a house or a commercial
No,
property?
It's a commercial, it's like a garage. 12 bay garage.
And so it's a big shul.
No, they didn't do the whole 12 bays. They did like maybe like 4 bays worth.
Where's the 12 bay garage?
On Heisen Road in Jackson.
No one then.
They just slept. Sheetrock all around. Sheetrock ceiling, sheetrock walls, vinyl tile, a bunch of square lights, and then boom, got a base manager. You know, I made 2 bathrooms, well, tiny little as a
small room. What's the other 6 bays?
It's empty, right? That's where they have a kitchen. They put a warmer there and they put a table. That's where they prepare there for Kiddush. And as they have to expand, let's move in. Make it long and narrow.
As a rabbi?
So it's a commercial
rabbi.
It's
on Heisen Road.
Oh, I thought it was a house. What
no,
12 bays,
on,
you know?
It's on Heisen Road. But Ari Stern is building a huge, wants to try to build a huge. A couple of houses away. Wants to build on high school for a big kollel, a big synagogue.
For who? Yeah.
For the people.
He's moving there?
I don't think he's moving there.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
It's not so much in the middle of nowhere, but I made a kiddush today, so by davening there were 60 people. It was packed.
60 people.
Now, there were a couple of guests, don't get me wrong.
It's unbelievable.
On a regular Shabbos,
though. Jackson River is bigger than Lakewood. Yeah. Bigger than Lakewood.
But the square footage of each one of them is bigger than Lakewood.
No, I'm saying I think there's more people in Jackson Towns River than Lakewood.
No.
No?
Well, you get them, or?
No.
No chance.
It's over 100,000.
But it's grown. These places are growing like crazy. Yeah. They're growing faster than Lakewood is.
Well, because Lakewood is too expensive. They price themselves out.
It's not cheap over there. Just no houses in Lakewood.
Sure, the price.
No, over there's not cheaper. Heisen Road, you know, has $1 million.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Yeah, but they're much bigger.
Oh, not that much bigger. My wife just told me they just moved in and sold.
They're expensive.
Not even a month ago.
They're not cheap.
$950, and the house is like, I think, 4,500 square feet. Like
that's a big house. That's a big house.
Okay, my sister-in-law's house. No, I'm sorry. Not for the north of it. It's like 3,700 square feet. This one's like 2,600 square feet. It was the smallest model of the houses over there. And it's been $950. It has a gorgeous pool in the back. A gorgeous pool. And
have
all
a
the
land.
They're paying for the tranquility. I mean, the guy told me, Sonnenschein Schwer bought a house in Jackson next to Rabashkin. That's where he went for Pesach.
It's way up.
He told me, Rabashkin has a million in his house.
They have a million.
What are you talking about? He said it was packed Pesach. Packed. Minion like you never saw. So on Shabbos day, he's live. He, different world.
Every week they're texting out to make sure that.
Maybe he lives further than Rabash. Rabash has a minion every week.
And Rabashkin brings guests and stuff.
But wait till he starts building over there by Great Adventures.
It's a friend of mine told me that he lives.
You live by Great Adventure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are. Those streets next to, you know, there's a pool place over there.
No, but iPhone is supposed to build there. There's 500 houses over there.
Over there, like, there's a guy that lives out now, so close to Great Adventure. He said that he hears the people screaming on the ride. He's right there.
He hears the noise.
But I'm going
to
tell you.
You know, there's a pool place when you get off the 195. There's a pool place to go to Great Adventure.
By the way, from my brother-in-law's
house. Over there, go down Heisen that block. Road. There's houses. No, that's where we're all from.
Heisen Road to Six Flags is 8 minutes.
No, this guy's living week further than your brother. Your brother's not so far anymore.
No, I was not. When he moved.
When he moved.
When he moved three years ago.
It was far.
He was like.
He moved before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID he moved.
It was far.
He was the only second Jew and all of that.
Yeah, there was no shul, there was no nothing. It was very shvach when he moved.
Nothing. He had to walk to Hartsfield.
Right, it was far. It's 20-minute walk.
Hartsfield was like 35 minutes.
And it was a dangerous walk also.
Yeah, you're walking on what's
this
place?
Heisen Road. Wow. My uncle built all those houses. He sold them for like $280.
Those houses are going now. The houses are still available on the block. They're going nothing under $950.
Yeah, but $950 you get a finished house.
No, not so finished. You're going into a geisha house. That's right. You have the guy living there for 15 years.
Yeah, but if there's a Lakewood.
If a guy took care of it.
Yeah, but if there's a Laguna, you're not getting a house under $850.
No, Laguna, if you're going to have to total knock that over here, you got to do some work inside.
Okay, so then it's worth it. A guy who...
Then if you bought it from a girl, you had dogs and were smoking inside.
I understand, see what I'm saying, but if you're choosing where to live...
This is in a car. I'm walking with my wife last night, walking back, and I see a guy sitting on his porch, right? He's sitting low down, like squatting as well, smoking a cigarette. We walk by in the daytime, and you realize he put a toilet outside on his front porch. He's sitting on his toilet smoking.
Not a toilet.
A toilet. That's not hooked up to plumbing.
Yes, okay.
He's sitting on this. He didn't have a chair. He's sitting. You figure, replace the toilet. Well, that's a nice seat. Put it on his porch.
My Tesla is $1,000.
If you don't know, I'm not telling you. There's no reason to tell you. Today's Daf Samach Vav.
Give me Samach Hey.
Samach Vav today.
Oh, right. You need Samach Hey.
I wish it was Samach Hey. Yes.
Sorry, I forgot a sheet on Samache.
Samache with sheet.
I think you made that.
I don't know, is there no pizza here anymore? What's the job? What's going on over there?
You just have to go order. You have to actually go.
We really need to clear that shed out and make a pizza room. A food room for the chabura. One side fleishigs, one side power, one side milchigs.
I think so.
I think it's a good idea.
The shed right here.
I'm gonna see if I can add on to that shed. We'll make one side fleishigs, one side fleishigs, one side milchigs.
So you can go ahead and have a grill hooked up.
We'll make a we'll have a fleish
griddle.
A griddle.
A griddle on one side.
Every night you have what we need.
Pizza ovens on the other side.
100%.
And then the griddle, so you have a freezer, so a locked freezer.
And we'll start selling. We'll make
a canteen. For shul canteen. It'll be like a yeshiva. You have the canteen.
It's literally a canteen.
You just want to know when the dreams when you wake up. Okay.
This is not a dream. This is.
No, this is easy.
I'm a little old now, so I'm no koyach. But if this was 5 years ago, it would have been done already.
But I'm saying, you stock a
freezer. Before the conversation's over, it's already in the works.
All you need to do is stock a freezer with some kielbasa and some hot dogs. And then a couple steaks. Of like small, not big cowboys. And a couple of strips steak, a Monaco.
A couple of cowboys too.
They're cheaper.
And then it gets nicer. I'll come at 9:30 one night. Just get some salt and pepper. That's all you need. Put it on the griddle. It'll come at 10 o'clock. I'm a fresh meat.
So you're the one who's coming early to make the steaks?
I'll have no problem to come.
We'll do a rotation.
The kids will have the combination. The time it comes won't be in
the kitchen. That's right. The kitchen has the combination.
Key, padlock, key. No combination. Key, padlock. Camera.
And start carrying around big keychains with us. Oh, Jewel. Oh, you're a fat guy with his steaks. Can I have the key, please?
Nope.
Okay, ready to roll?
Yeah, it's like a Montreal. Cheese is like, cowboy steak is like 20 cents. Cheese is like $500. It's like incredibly expensive. Chalvis roll in Montreal. I don't know why. The farm is in Canada. But so when I was in charge of the kitchen in Montreal, so I had the keys to everything except... Inside the walk-in fridge was another lockbox that only the administrator had the key to. Mind you, it was American cheese in there and some mozzarella. It wasn't like, you know, the
expensive cheese.
Nothing. I did nothing. I was like, no, no, you can't get the box. That box? $2,000 worth of cheese in there. I said, okay. Because the bachur will not have cheese in their eggs in the morning. That's it.
$2,000
serving. No, cheese is like.
Cheese is expensive.
Cream cheese over here is $4.50 a container. It's like $12 a container.
Just ten containers is $2,000.
Cottage cheese,
let's go.
Cream cheese, any type of dairy product, milk also, but milk becomes. Oh, yeah.
The cows don't make cheese. That's why.
It's a funky cow. Let's go.
They all have bird flu.
What do you say?
A funky cow. What do you think I said? Okay, say what you think. Let's go.
He just remember he's writing it down. Everything gets written down.
Everything. I feel like I'm upstairs in the Amazon already. Everything's ready. Yeah, what did I say? You remember 9:31?
He said.
Okay, spell that word. There's no way I said it. I can't pronounce it. I can't spell it. I don't know what it means.
Am I the Gazlan tonight? You don't have Ruz here. Am I the Gazlan? What am I tonight?
Tonight,
the Gazlan?
No, we'll see. There's a bunch of stuff. We can make you a bunch of things. Anything happen at the show, by the way? Anybody know any news at the show? I know they took the deal.
Looks like they're
not taking the deal.
Looks like they are.
I don't have a chance.
Looks like they are
taking the deal. No, Hamas keeps on saying that they don't want the part of the plan. They're not going to shut them
down. No.
No, they say it's not part.
Not part.
And the Hamas agrees that.
Yeah, they already agreed.
They just said that it's not going to be part of it. That was a sticking point to the deal.
Israel agreed to release Marwan Barghouti on one condition.
They're waiting for Hamas. Hamas keeps on saying that they don't want to do it.
And he goes into Rafah and then they come on.
Yeah, they're just going to kill him instead of trying to recapture.
No, they're not. They know they're not.
Maisa, look, the German ambassador. It went to West Bank. Look, the guy almost died. Like, I don't think, does he have security?
How did he almost die?
Look at this video. Look at him.
They don't know what happened. Oh, they're chasing him.
Look, watch.
Oh, yeah, they're chasing him.
These guys have no rachmanis.
Some other thing, he used to have security.
I don't know. I'm wondering. The guy almost died.
Yeah.
A few more seconds, he would have been dead.
No, they would have just started to get from rocks at the car. See, all these guys have a lot of big talkers. The minute the security guard comes out, and goes, whoo, like this.
Yeah, but they could kill you before that, easily. Throw a rock at the guy's head, he's done.
Crowd mentality, not because...
I understand, but the guy didn't have... They bring a guy without security?
Yeah, those guys around them were security guys.
They didn't seem to be do much help.
No, because they're afraid of... Because if once they engage, then they're going to have a problem with...
They hit millions of dollars there.
A billion euros.
Man, they don't care.
If we would have killed the ambassador, it would have been a problem.
Yeah, but they don't seem to care.
Yeah, Hamadan doesn't care. No, because it's crowd mentality. The same thing with these stupid protests in all the colleges. You have there's two different things. There's crowd mentality and there's individual mentality. It's two different things.
You singled out one of the college people, then they'd be like, they
have no
clue.
They know what they're doing.
They wouldn't be able to. You ask them a passionate question of by logic, they won't be able to answer you. It's the crowd mentality, and we're rooting for the underdog, and yada yada.
Yeah, just to push from the crowd.
Christ,
I don't even think they would start up. Very few people would start.
Pretty bad. 10 missiles on a Friday.
They keep on shooting missiles over there. So that's the thing. So
I wonder if Hezbollah knows.
Of course, that Meirut, that line by
Meirut. You think so? I mean, it's dangerous.
They don't. They knew Simchas Torah. They knew. They wanted.
They didn't know Simchas Torah.
They didn't.
They knew Simchas Torah.
Yeah, sure.
You yourself told stories about it.
No, they. Oh, you mean Hamas?
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying they really went early. They weren't supposed to go on Simchas Torah.
They weren't supposed to. No, they wanted.
They messed up. Somebody. I think that they
messed up because one of them young. The Chabad. They went to the Chabad.
No, but I think that the Hamas. I mean, Siyat Rishmai. But I think the Hamas heard this festival. This was a wild party.
But the Nova Festival.
Yeah,
how many people were there really?
500 people.
600 people.
That's not a big party.
No, a lot more. I think there were thousands there.
There were thousands there.
It was a rave. It was a dead desert rave. It was like burning. It was like Israeli version.
It was an Israeli version
for kids.
Hundreds of thousands.
I understand that.
So it seems to be that this rave turned them on.
They went there for the rave. They didn't go for the.
No, they were planning this for years. I know, but they went in the wrong time. They went out on October 7th. They weren't supposed to go on October 7th.
No, because I was trying to have coordination.
They were supposed to do a coordination between Hezbollah, Iran, everybody together. They're supposed to bombard Israel 1 minute.
That's a nice.
It's a nice. But I'm saying, I think they went because of this rave. They heard this rave. These guys were partying their heads off. They're like, you know what? You guys are partying away. While you guys party, we're gonna hit you where it counts, man. It's just crazy. They keep on finding. They found this guy that now last week. He was dead. What they found? They probably had bones.
No, they probably didn't. They knew they had him. They thought he was alive. I think Hamas has him.
No.
They
said he wasn't. They found him. They said he wasn't. He wasn't kidnapped.
In the room? What did they have?
No,
they had the
oh, that's what it is. So how do they know about the Hamas? Hamas tells them.
They got somehow.
They have people inside.
They need to have proof of life in this kind of place.
I don't know.
Hamas has been known to hold bodies for years in the freezer.
They do in the freezer?
Sure, it's a bargaining chip. You want the soldier back? Of course it was.
Yeah, they did that. The one that had
many times. For
a while. In a freezer.
The Israeli pilot that went down in 80 something, he's probably still in a PLO freezer somewhere. It's a bargaining chip.
I mean, if it's bones, what are they? Israel's like, you know.
Kvus is all, as far as we're concerned, Kvus is all the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if Israeli Medina. I don't know if they care for these. I mean, they care, but I don't know. It's terrible.
Donald Trump said it the best way. So they said, wrap it up. The longer you go, you're losing everyone. Get in there, do what you need to do. Now you're sitting there busy already.
It's
ready.
The longer you wait. It was also, they didn't go on right away after a couple of summers. They were cresting around for a couple.
They didn't know what to do.
Well, they didn't know what to do.
They didn't know what to do.
They don't know how they have an airplane, and they don't know.
They can't do that. This full Camp Carver bomb.
They already have the car.
That's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing.
They sure
that's your response. That's what you do. But the longer you wait,
if they would have car bombed the next day, the world wouldn't be able to say anything.
No, because they never.
But they would have killed a million people. They would have killed a million people.
But everybody starts to rationalize in your head. Okay, now it's going to be responding, and they're responding correctly. Now responding. Everybody becomes a discussion. Okay,
Turkey.
There's a guy. There's a guy that gives a podcast. I forgot his name. You know him. He's a big Rebbe Chanan. His father was Talmud Rebbe Chanan. I told you about him. I forgot his name. I have him. He sends a WhatsApp every now and then.
Okay.
By the Kaisel thing. Interesting guy. You know him. Baron. You know him. You know
Daniel
him.
Daniel Baron?
Baron, yeah.
Daniel Baron?
Yeah.
Sure. He was a big Talmud Baron Meshach.
Yeah.
I get him.
Right. So in one of it.
I know him.
Because I spoke about it once. Because Rebbe Chanan. His father wrote a book of Rebbe Chanan. Father wrote the Svarim. My father wrote the
Svarim. I get it.
Okay, so one of his things, I have a correct listen. One week I was like bored, so I turned on his thing. So he says over there in one of his things, one of the earlier ones, that Israeli Medina, every missile that they send into Gaza, there's four people sign off on the missile. Exactly. Yeah. It's not a normal thing. In America, it's not like that.
The war cabinet. In this
No, it's not like that.
Sure, everything has to be signed off.
But not like this. This over there, it's we're exact precision.
Yeah.
Kill the least people.
It has to be okay.
Right? Okay, and the least people.
You see a bunch of videos with them.
Right, that's what they show every.
I'm guessing. I see kids in the neighborhood. Okay, cancel. They don't drop the bomb.
Right. And the Arabs are good at this.
They know already.
That's why every single missile is shot from outside a tent with refugees. There's 1,000 refugees.
That's why he walks around with kids. Sinoir.
He does?
That's what they're claiming.
They have video of him walking with like four kids in the tunnel.
Okay, but him they're going to kill with it. It doesn't matter who was with him, unless it's hostages.
They're probably with him. What do you mean?
They are with him. They say they're 20 hostages with him.
At least. If they're still alive.
Okay.
With the two kids, the BB kids, whatever.
I don't know. So high. You can't.
He's changing diapers.
You can't think of it, you know what I'm saying? You can't, like, think of these things. No, it's not true. The Arabs want Jewish kids.
But they
want
to change diapers? Nobody's changing diapers.
They want to bring. Their biggest hano is to make the kid into an Arab.
Good, but they're not. Then who's changing diapers?
The mothers. They have mothers there.
At a certain point, these ladies get fed up also.
They can't leave. There's no such thing as fed up. They're prisoners.
Who's prisoners? Not the Arab
ladies.
Okay, but they're not from none of these.
Isn't their mother with them?
Yeah, no. These kids.
Yeah, the Bieber's mother's with them.
Really? I don't think so.
No?
No.
So they have another hostage lady they put in charge of the kid. You take care of him.
So we haven't got a single proof of life video for these.
No, they did. A little while ago, they had something. They had some a little while ago, been moving from one place to the next.
These things are
the kids are easy to survive. more than the adults. They don't have the
They listen because anytime they say shut up and be quiet, then they shut up and be quiet.
Right. So different. I'm saying the adult don't listen. It's hard to listen. You give them sugar. You know what I mean? This guy with one arm. I mean, can you imagine the torture that the guy's going through? This is crazy. That can't be normal by the time he gets out, you know what I mean?
None of this type of
idea. American.
Yeah. Hirschman, Goldberg, whatever his name is.
His father on Friday put out a video. His father's from. He said about tefillah and daven. Yeah, he gave a whole thing about that. Keep on davening, keep on doing mitzvahs. I thought his father wasn't from, but maybe he became from. I have no idea. Listen, if this not going to make you from, I don't know what's going to make you from. You know, I have no idea. It's making me from. Anyway, today's share. Sponsored honor of the hostage. Hope he hears the share one day. Omer Mekasim Ben Arna Esther.
And I'll be saying, what the heck, you've named my name wrong every single day.
Yesi Ben Rachel, I don't think he'll be saying, I think he'll be very happy. Yitzchak Ben Shalamish, Avifu Shalema.
He'll come here for the Siyam.
Yaakov Ben Frumet, you're going to come for that Siyam if he comes.
Which Siyam?
If he comes for a Siyam, you're going to come for that
maybe,
one.
Maybe then I'll come.
But hold on a second, are we, when are we going back to Krakow?
I don't know. Siyam Shana Mina, and Sarah Siyam Bas Basha Belo, Zer Shechiyama, Shmuel Barachel Leah. My Rebbe needs a kidney, Kaz's father, and for Foley Shur Ben Tzion Ben Zissel Necha, this is Silva's brother-in-law. We had on Friday, Dorfman put out on the chat, anybody who's the first 20 people that don't talk during davening until Bereshis, all tefillos, in shul. Go outside, you want to talk, no problem. Yeah, in shul.
Obviously, everything was on Belinade.
Yeah. $1,000 towards a trip to Tessiantus Kever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we have 24 people in Makaba. 24 people.
Dorfman's putting out 24.
No, 20 he put on. Four guys will pay for themselves, I guess. 24 people.
Already signed up.
Well, 24 people.
That's the next daf trip.
Right. 24 people. Surely. Yeah, but we'll go there and go to Israel. Just go quick. Just Krakow quickly.
Yeah.
It's a show. It's a 3-hour flight. It's Kishmak.
From Krakow to Krakow?
Yeah, it's a 3-hour flight. 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
It's a great flight.
The problem is...
Get that show in 3 hours?
The problem is you have to fly LL. Nobody else... You can't book any tickets if you're not booking LL.
To Krakow you could.
No, to Krakow you can't.
Yeah, from Krakow.
You have to go ahead and figure out the layover and all that.
How about you take over the camera?
And then go.
Go to the Ramah Shul, that area, your mom feel like the Ramah is going to walk out any minute. It's like it's little Gesalich. It's like.
It's almost inside the cemetery.
And it feels like a Jewish shtetl because all the stores still have the signs.
You're going to the Remu? The Remu Shul?
Right across the street, it still has the
big. Still has the sign. It's a Trevor restaurant now. I'm sure people are Michshel now.
Somebody made a yard. We had like an Efeshach in the Ramah
Shul. I don't remember.
Yeah. We had Shmuley had
Crackers.
No. He had the
rug. That cemetery is something else. That cemetery is fascinating cemetery. Yeah. Fascinating cemetery.
Oh, the headstones in the wall.
Fascinating cemetery.
Krakow.
And this is what they're seeing in Krakow also, by the way. There's palaces you can go see. You have to book them in advance. Very, very cool stuff. Maybe we'll do something like that. You know, and then book. Oh man, it's Jewish over there. It looks, I'm telling you, you feel like the Ramah's gonna walk out.
But then you see the size of the shul? The size of the shul is the size of this room.
It's a little bigger, yeah. No,
it's a tiny shul, and you think the Ramah was
But that like, horse, they use it for horses. They use it for the horses.
Tiny place. And this, like, the Ramah's shul, you would imagine it's like a big, like, at least the size
there
of
the was somebody shul. Else that was the Rav in the Ramah's shul. Who else died in the Ramah's shul? Somebody else was there.
After Ramah, I mean, Ramah was only after.
No? Right. I'm saying Tess Yanta was in the area because he, right, because he was buried there.
Galamukas.
Galamukas was there, right. I can imagine what that town.
He's also the
Marat.
Well, the Prague. He's also.
That's a big shul. That's a big shul.
The Marat from Prague is a bigger shul.
Big shul.
The
Al Shul's big shul.
The Altnai Shul is a much bigger building.
Altnai Shul is big.
But compared to the other shuls they had over that time, it was tiny.
No, it's a big, tall ceiling. It's one of the oldest shuls.
It's like 1600 and it stayed throughout the dynasty.
It's one of the oldest shuls around.
They built stuff back in the day, they built it to last.
It's not like the stuff now. How many people
could he fit in? No, in the Shlar Shul.
Which one?
Where the Shlomo was around, the Maral Shul, that's a big shul.
Yeah.
That could fit a few hundred people.
Yeah. No, Maral Shul can't hold a few hundred.
Altman Shul can't hold more than 70 people.
No.
No. It's a big shoe.
It has benches in the old
side. The benches on three sides, the whole middle. You can't do anything. The beamer takes up half the shoe.
Beamer is very big.
Beamer takes up half the shoe.
It's original marble, that beamer, right? Yeah. The Ammon was kissing the floor.
Who?
Ammon. The lady says, "This is original." He goes and hugs the big. Real smiley.
Because he touched it.
Not the remote. This is the slush shoe. I says, Admin, stop kissing the floor. The lady doesn't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what the floor
is. 1999.
There's a sticker on the back.
I feel bad.
Born in Home Depot, you know what I mean? The saddle, you know what I mean?
I feel bad. My mom, the hardest set of the Chassam Sefer so quickly.
Sefer was too fast.
Was way too fast. I'm not sure
what Pell, they could take some Sefer.
I was just starting to get into it over there. Yeah.
Pell.
Very cool.
That whole cemetery up on the hill. That whole thing is
black. That's the whole rest of the cemetery.
Yeah, so that's
the stuff.
Hmm?
There's no non-stop place, isn't it?
From where to where?
To Poland.
To Krakow?
No, you have to stop. You fly into Vienna and you take
right.
to Krakow.
Yeah.
You fly into Vienna or to Frankfurt and you go to Krakow, which is why Chassam Sefer gets a lot of visitors when they're on the way to anything else.
Right. So we drive. It's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah. And then you could fly out of Krakow, the airport.
No,
the airport of Krakow to go.
What did we flew into? We flew to Warsaw. That's where
we went. Right, we went to Warsaw and then we went.
Then we drove to Krakow. From Warsaw.
Drove on that bus for 400 million hours. I think there's still someone in the bathroom with that bus. Stunk so bad. It's
the first. The second. The first trip was okay.
Second
trip was cost me $35. I sanitized that bathroom in a rest stop. I don't care if I make a chemical reaction. Whatever is cleaning agent.
But you took the power hose from the.
Ammonia
good, bleach good.
You don't understand how bad.
You couldn't go
to the bathroom.
But you couldn't.
You couldn't do nothing. A Polish guy.
You didn't change out the tank.
You can't do anything.
On the bus?
No. The problem was that they're very strict. So he was very quick before another job and didn't have a chance to do anything.
So you flush the tank, okay.
And I hear you're going from country to country. See, every time you go, you have to change your license plate. Everyone's like, the guy's like, everyone, please be quiet. Stay still. Don't stand up. We're going past.
He puts another sticker in the window.
Yeah.
Change. Now going to Varsha. We're going to Budapest.
Everybody's phone gets to blink. Now entering this country. Now
we went like we're country to country. Yeah. And then we finally change money over one place. And we get out, we go to use the, you gotta pay to use the bathroom. Right. We bring the lady, I empty my whole pocket. I had like $1,000 of junk in my pocket. She's like, I don't know what this is.
I can't do anything.
What do you mean? What do you take? No, we only take whatever.
Groschen.
Like, well, I have dollars. I'll change for you, a dollar. So it's trade. You have to pay.
$20.
I paid like $1,500 to go to the bathroom.
It's a stupid tree down the block.
No, outside. They had a sign.
With a YouTube picture.
Really?
If you go to the bathroom,
and a YouTube stream says.
Finally, Dylan was plastic. They said, guys, everybody together, we'll be on YouTube together. There's like 10, 15 guys just go to the bathroom. If we're on YouTube, we're all in it. We're all in this together.
Still looking for that video.
Yeah.
Go to the tree.
YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, long again.
Karasti or something else.
Karasti was pretty good. You know what was very nice?
Good measure.
The last time we went to what's her name, the Beis Yaakov ladies.
Yeah, that was
very nice.
The first trip was
nice than the second trip, I think.
The first trip was much nicer than the second.
It was more heartache.
Because the second trip you decided to go to see architecture. We spent the entire day in Budapest walking for 18 miles. Yeah, I don't know what the hell
we were
doing.
Because it
was amazing. You could have cut out the entire Budapest. You could have done Budapest.
Budapest was terrible. Yeah. We got messed up because Shmuley wasn't there.
Yeah, I was sitting there walking around next to Chris.
He walked literally.
Going with his Google Maps. And
you know how you have on your phone steps?
Yeah.
That day, I walked 30,000 steps.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you save any for later?
Hello. Listen, I'm in pretty good shape. I think Ilum was.
No plotting.
30,000 steps is a lot of steps.
You were going 90 degrees.
That's walking 12, 13 miles. We walked 12, 13 miles.
At least.
We didn't have food. We didn't have water. We're in the middle of no man's land. Grandfather was Nifter.
Uh-huh.
So they ended up staying, Matzah Shabbos here. They took a flight after Levaya to Vienna. We were stuck for a day.
They
had the whole artillery. They were in charge. So they're like, what's happening? Maybe we should go. We tell the bus, go up here. He parked on the wrong side of the town. Okay. Not on the wrong side of the street.
The wrong, he parked on the other side of the river.
On the other side of the river. So You're walking through literally 15 miles.
But the second,
it's not in the wrong spot.
No, but
the second biggest issue was that we took this wonderful guy from Eretz Yisrael who never did Hungary.
With no shackles.
He's a Polish guy. You know, Poland knows in the back of his head. So yeah, Christoph, I'm asking him, I'm in Budapest. Maybe years ago.
Yeah, you follow the blonde guy. You ever see Power in pajamas? So we're walking down. We're talking about 30 guys.
2 miles.
We're walking with Chris. We walked 2 miles. Oops, wrong way. We turn back around. Walk back the whole 2 miles. Like, what's it? We just did all. We just went over here.
Steps.
Yeah.
And then we're waiting at the bus for the Danube. We waited for an hour because till the guy went around to come to this. By the time we got to the restaurant in Vienna, the oil was like seeing triple.
No, that was the bridge. We walked up those steps.
That was Charles Bridge.
Yeah. The guy did a caricature of me.
We woke up like 100 steps.
And then you realize.
And then realized, we don't have
Budapest.
You said Hoffman wasn't skinny then. The guy was 350 pounds.
Budapest.
Walking on stage, he's like, "Lobby, listen, this is not doable. I mean, it was like we had a bunch of guys there, like you can't walk 13 miles.
Somebody knows how to make a trip.
It was a good trip. No,
you have to go from one of these.
It was good. I'm just telling you.
Who know how to make a trip?
Shmuley wasn't there, so we got stuck with like a middle of no. It was fun. It was good. You know, it was nice to spend time. But it was after a while. It was brutal. I could walk. But he walked 13 miles.
He did bring Johnny Newcomb along with a guitar. That's
No, we didn't have a guitar.
No, we nixed the guitar. The guitar was
always. No, you understand. You're bombed, and the guy's just in the air the whole time. You don't have no idea how annoying it is. You don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah, and every single kvarm, it always says, no musical instruments allowed in here. And yet, the whole time.
No. So what had the reason also, part was because the first trip we did was all kvarm and concentration camps sprinkled with some food. So it was a very heavy trip the first.
It was a heavy trip.
Very heavy trip.
I don't want to go to concentration camp.
No, there's so many more farm we could do.
I want to go
so
visit.
Decided, you know, we're going to have some culture. We're going to do some culture.
Want to see Lask, where I'm from.
We have to go to Lithuania.
We have to go to Lithuania. We should go. Take Baron with us.
He would be great. But you can't, Lithuania is very hard to get into, right, Russia? They keep on vacillating between belonging to Russia's side and belonging to Ukraine's side.
Oh, so that's the problem.
And they constantly, I wanted to go now also. When I was from. But they keep the State Department keeps on putting out a bulletin. Don't go there, because they keep on Russia keeps on using Lithuania and Belarus, White Russia, to route stuff for the war in Ukraine. So you never know if Ukraine is going to try to attack them or try to attack.
Gotta be careful with that stuff.
They said don't go to that area.
But Poland, there's plenty of what you can do in Poland still.
Okay, whatever.
Scratch the surface in Poland.
Every street is full of blood.
That's what it is.
You walk down the street, you're like. You can't believe it. Wherever you go...
Remember we found the mikvah?
How do you see
in
it?
In Belgium, the same thing.
Remember we found the mikvah?
I don't understand. How do you feel it?
It's not to be believed, the churban over there. You see these towns. They were all from towns.
And even to this day, everything looks Jewish. Not in Poland.
We went through so many stuff. Everything's all rebuilt.
No, this doesn't rebuild. It's rebuilt, but it's still.
There's a story with my Simcha and the Chavetz Chaim. I'm not going to go a whole story. It's a long story. The point is, at the end of the story, the Arsamach, the Mayor Simcha from Novinsk, he says to Chavetz Chaim, "What gives you the right to go against me? I'm a Rav of a city of 250,000 people." He knew. A Rosh Hashiva of a small shtat, Radin is a small shtat. Dvinsk had, you know, think of Lakewood now, 100,000 people, think of something three times the size of Lakewood.
Right. And he wasn't the only one.
He was the rub of a city that size. And the Chavetz Chaim told him off, he says, I have the right to say it because I'm the one who's the Torah is coming out of me.
There are shuls, the yeshivas. You know how many people were there?
50,000 people in
Dvinsk. I'm saying, look at the size of Meir Shapiro's yeshiva. Look at what went on just around him. I mean, he had the Lublin. It's crazy. I'm
saying, wherever you turn around.
Wherever you turn, it's every street. Think about what the Nazis did, they made people walk. The fact that they were able to do what they did is mind-blowing. They had Yidden walking 30, 40 miles, 50, 60 miles. Who are you?
When you have
it was one soldier. It wasn't like they had...
And when you go to one town and you see a sign entrance of the town, a memorial. This town had 150,000 Jews killed.
Right.
There's a really big sign,
moral, right.
Statue over there standing there. Good. See, say a kapitel, tell him you feel bad. Go to the next town. 75,000 Jews.
Every other place.
Every single town, another 50,000 Jews, another 70,000 Jews.
It's crazy. And like, I think more than 6 million, more than 6 million Jews were killed.
But also loses the...
No, but you go... I ever went to concentration camp?
No, but I...
Okay, I went to one.
Yeah.
I'm never going
to... I'm never going to another one again.
No, I'm done.
I mean, it is... It is...
It's not human.
It's you just can't believe.
Right.
Like, if I was like a guy and I was just like... I would say it's impossible. It's never impossible.
How did they sneak around the concentration camp? It was so...
It was the freakiest thing. The entire time we were in Poland that trip, it was like 55, 60 degrees. It was cloudy. You could use a light jacket. You didn't even know when to go. We pull into Majdanek. The minute we get off the bus, it gets to 30 and it's snowing.
Really?
By the Rose Garden, when the guy started explaining the Rose Garden, okay. I started throwing up.
What's the Rose Garden?
The Rose Garden was when the Nazis took all the women and undressed them. I made them stand there.
They called the Rose Garden because all these Yidden were blushing because it was the first time anyone there went out close. So they all turned.
These all Hamish Yidden.
That's what they called.
And they would do whatever they wanted to do with whoever they wanted to do and kill the rest. Nabuch.
It was unbelievable. You're
talking about an area the size of the block of Laguna Block. It went thousands of. The ovens are there. You see it. The original. I mean, it's mind blowing.
Yeah, Majdanek was not rebuilt. Majdanek is original. Auschwitz was 90% of it rebuilt because they destroyed a lot of it.
They said that
they rebuilt. They recreated it. Majdanek is original.
From the stuff that was there, they put the oven back together to show people.
What I'm saying, it was rebuilt. Majdanek, right? Majdanek was the only thing that was ever replaced. They ever replaced Majdanek is the barbed wire because that rusts.
They said they built the cabins.
Oh?
They said they rebuilt the cabin.
The place where the ashes are, they have like a place. I mean, it's like it's
the obelisk.
It's mind blowing.
The Holocaust Museum in DC is not.
Mashreya didn't get off the bus. Mashreya couldn't get off the bus.
And then they showed.
He came with Mashreya came that trip. He could not get off the bus. I came onto the bus. He was crying like crazy.
I was speaking to people.
Mashreya is from a previous generation.
He's
not, you know,
he's Holocaust.
Like my father. My father was always mensch. My father wanted to see it, but he was like. You know, he wanted to see it. He saw it, but he was like, my father lived it, you know?
My father wants to go back to any of these places, and he said no. Because we went there. We did this 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
He doesn't want to go.
No. Okay. Why? Because I just want to ask somebody else. You know, any child, his father was there. He shot the locks off of my dad. My grandfather, Charles, from the U.S. Army. He was in the intelligence department.
How did he get the locks?
He was the first one from these places. He was originally an African side.
So he.
And they realized that he spoke 16 different languages, and they said, you need to be the first one into these camps because I need someone who could speak the language. He was the first people into the camps.
And he said he saved a lot of Jews.
Yeah, but when he came home, he didn't speak about this at all. Like, he was a completely different person.
He was ice mensch.
So the kids asked the father, tell me something about what happened to war, because he has letters in the house from different generals and things.
Your father never speaks about it at all. Never.
No. So you asked the dad, tell us? No.
So why?
It's my father. If you want to go back, he's like, because any of these kind of clever, any people who are children from Holocaust survivors or these kind of people, this whole matzah for them.
No words for it.
This is what's happening in Israel now, by the way. All those people, that 150, 200,000 people that live in that area,
they can't go back.
They're scarred with their kids, with their inikluch, with everybody.
But even if you think it's just the Chevron of the Nashtod, who constantly get bombarded also.
They're
broken in the brain.
Lamalan. Mishkan loy bais, Mishkan loy sada. So basically, I lend you money, I lend Numach money, and he gives me a mashkin. Samachay on the bay is like 20 lines on the bottom, two dots. That's what we're up to. Vamali, lechatirtsi lamachram, loysa machram. You make a deal when you want to sell this mashkin, sell it to me for cheaper. So it's aser because he's only doing it because he lent you the money.
The right of first refusal is aser?
No, for cheaper. He's doing it for cheaper. Dam malalu. What about b'shav yayin? So that's mutter.
No.
Mantana b'dam malalu.
Even though it's additional.
Yeah, but that's the price. So mantana b'dam malalu also. Amar avuna b'ray the b'shul the loyker b'yuda the b'yuda amar tzadach b'ribis mutters. We're not going to b'yuda. Machle beis machle sada b'amleich sheyuli moyes achzirumi. Basically, I sell my house. I sell the guest house, the golden, and I tell him, listen, when I have money, I want to buy it back. That's usher, because basically what it looks like is, and the Gemara is going to explain this. It basically I'm making the sale, not a sale. And that's Mechzika Ribbis. Because it's not a sale. Rashi says.
Ribbis is only with this initial benefit.
What do you mean? Because the guy is staying in the house for the next 2 months, 3 months.
He was there in between.
Right.
He's getting his money.
But he didn't pay rent, you're saying, for the 3 months he was there in between?
Yeah, he gave me money. He gave me $100,000 for the house. And I buy it back in 3 months.
For the same $100,000?
Same $100,000. I give him back his money, and then he lived there.
So you gave him free rent for 3 months.
So that's a problem. Yep. So Gemara says, that's awesome. What about if he says, L'chshiyelach means Golding himself tells me, when you have money back, you buy it back. L'chshiyelach mutter, because that's not permissible in court.
If the point is that he's living there rent-free.
Because the whole word is that it has to be permissible in court. So if I make a stipulation in the sale, that means that's... So it becomes not a mechir, it becomes alva. That's what Rashi says.
I understand. I'm not getting the two sides of it. Why is one side better than the other side?
Because it's not a mecher. But
when you're saying, I'm only selling you the house when I want to buy it back from you.
That becomes not a mecher.
I'm undoing the mecher. And then right. If he's living there rent free for 3 months, it's a problem.
Right.
But he says it.
It's a mecher. He'll sell back to you afterwards. You have money. That's
even
a sale.
It's the same contract.
Doesn't matter. That's a sale. Because in court, you can't force him. It's like Keach saying it, not the mecher.
Right.
There's no stipulation in the contract. The Lekech is a nice guy. He feels bad for you. Now we'll see the Gemara. Gemara is going to explain in a second. So Gemara says, "L'chiyelach ma'ach zilach muter." Mantana, Amaravuna, Rebbe Yehuda, like Rebbe again, like Rebbe Yehuda, and Tzalach Rebbe's muter. Ma'ishna Reisha, Ma'ishna Seifa. Amarava Seifa Damolim Adaitei. So here Rashi explains. Look at Rashi, Damolim Adaitei. Im Eretzach Zirim Lush Tavani Bedina. Hilchuk Muter Dina Michazar Kilo Ma'isa V'Achshav Shaloi Ha'isa V'Chayzo Ma'chloi. It's a new mechira. Our ratio shall koch tzach laach mikara la mecher. It was never mecher.
Because you could force him.
That's what it looks like. Zakti Gemara. Ahu gavre, there's only al chavre. Interesting case. I sell a land to my friend. Shalei bach reis. I tell him, listen, I'm not taking no title. No, I'm not clearing the title. If my debtors come and take it away, sorry. Chaz dam ka'otzev. So I saw the guy with the shtickle tzibluzim. He realized that he's got a bad deal because you never know, 2-3 days, somebody comes takes it away, I'm done. So Amalei, I'm Aitzivus. What are you worried about? I'll give you everything. I'll give you whatever pairs are there, whatever worth more. I'll give you the whole 9 yards. So Amar Meimar, so what's Alocha? When my debtors come and take it, what's Alocha? So Amar Meimar, nope, you don't have to do anything. Petumi Mili Be'alma. It's the only reason he said this was Divrei Tanchumin, Rashi says, the words are nothing. The bottom line is the beginning he made a deal. That deal is a deal. And this is just words. This is hearsay. It's nothing. That's what he's saying, right? And the Gemara is going to ask. What we just finished saying. What do we say? You wouldn't say p'tur mil ba'ama. So over here also mech teisi. So Gemara says no.
But right. This is the mecher that's saying it after the
kach. Right. It doesn't matter. But the point is, you see, that's only because he said medaite. So Gemara says, Amalei, no, Nasa command Amalei Medaite Edmar. That's what it is, automatic. It's like it's Medaite. Ha'ush Chimra, the Kozla Gidla Besu. It's a very important halacha. It's very negeya. There's a very big, you'll see in a minute, I'll tell you. Ha'ush Chimra, the Kozla Gidla Besu. Angid, he was dying, and then he got very depressed, and Ve'esnach, and he was very tzebrochen, because what if he gets better? Amrele, amaykam snachas. What are you so tzebrochen about? Ikayimus, if you live, didoch, I know. I'll marry you. Amrele, zvi p'tum mili ba'amahu. That's nothing. Amrele, amaykam adit le'arvina, vi'i la'am p'tum mili might be dochayim. And let's say not. Be'dochayim u'mishnah t'no, be'gito. Be'dekayim u'mishnah t'no. Get is telling the husband, not the wife. No, we don't say that. There's a big shiloh in the poskim, in the Maram and Berlin in Siman Kufchal Beis. There's a shiloh. There was a guy who his family married a lady and he got very sick, and the family told her she has to get divorced from the guy. It's crazy. A young girl, young guy. What are you staying here? So she said that if you get better, I'll remarry you. And she ended up getting married to someone else. and became a big tumult. The Marsha talks about it. Marsha references a story that a lot of the Ashkenazi Pesachim held that it's she's mutter, she can do whatever she wants. A lot held that no. It was like written al tanai almost, and you can't. They bring this Gemara, they reference this Gemara, between Mils of Alma, that she has no problem, she's scot free, and she can do whatever she wants to do. It was a big shiloh. Elveo al Sadeu.
Why didn't the guy just rewrite the get again? He's sawing over here saying that because he I mean, we're talking about over here where he
didn't. He's trying to save it from Khalidza in case he does.
But he could have wrote into the get.
But he didn't.
Right, so why don't you just rewrite the get?
He already did it. Yeah, no, he already gave it.
No, it's before he gave it. That's why she's offering these words of comfort.
No, the cuss of Lagit Labisu.
But he didn't give it to her yet.
No, look at Rashi. Shaloy Zakal Yimul, the cuss of Al Tanai and Mason. He didn't write Al Tanai. Yeah. He already gave the get. You ready to get the guy?
So it's number six. This is actually an option exists to include a condition here which makes its validity contingent on the husband's death. However, in the case of our Gemara, the husband did not avail himself of this option but used a regular get.
Right.
This is the source of his concern.
Right. So
my question is, so why did
Right.
he?
No, but he used a regular get. He didn't put any tanaim in it. He gave the get already without a tanai. And now he's correcting. He could have put it in, but he didn't. He's done now. She feels bad for him because the guy's dying. My friend had this. I'll tell you off the shofar.
Okay, so it says it over here. I don't know. So it says over here. When giving her the get, he groaned and he sighed since he was losing his wife.
I understand, but at this point, it's too late. By the way,
if you say, "I'll marry you," thereupon he divorced her with the get.
Okay, but he.
That's what. So it says over here that if Mashma, according to the
that he didn't divorce,
he didn't give her the get. He was about to give it to her, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm giving you the get, or I'm going to lose you." So he said, "What is that? Just give it to me anyway. You'll see, I'll marry you again."
He's on his deathbed. He's not rewriting the get. You know what he writes the get? You ever worry about a get?
I understand.
It takes 3 hours. He's rewrite the get. The guy's half dead.
All right. It's
kasher.
Kasher, I see.
Yeah. So we have this thing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hilvei also Dave, I'm liam. Im iata noisily mikan v'ashol shonim. If I don't pay you from now to 3 years, then it's your field." And the Mishnah says, "That's how b'aisis ben zaynin oisal pichachonim." So we're going now into the sugya of asmachta. What's asmachta? Smachta, the machloek is of kanya le kanya. What's the shayla?
It's a mashkin.
No, you made a deal, not a mashkin. No.
I'm lending you money. I'm giving you my field.
That's I'm not giving you. If you don't pay back in 3 years, the field is yours.
Oh, isn't that what a mashkin is?
No. Mashkin, I give you it to you. I didn't give it to you.
I have the rights to it.
You don't have the right to it. In 3 years from now, you have the rights.
Right.
So that's not a mashkin. Mashkin is right now.
Mashkin doesn't have the right
to it. No, mashkin, I give you it. Take the watch home.
You can't use it. Until you can't use it. You're just holding it.
Yeah, but over here it's different. Over here, you're not even holding it.
Give me a roll.
Over here, it's different.
I can't sell it.
Over here, it's different. It's not even collateral. It's when you pay up. So shayla like this. This is the shayla way. So there's something called asmachta in the Torah, in the Gemara. Asmachta kanya lo kanya. What does that mean? It means every time you buy something for someone, there's gemiras das from the seller to the buyer, and want to sell it to you, whether it's meshicha, hagba, whatever shows that gemiras das. If I give you my watch, just listen, be kind of it. You put it on your hand. And you give me $100,000, I'm selling it to you. Over here, the question is, most regular guys don't give away the house. So when I tell you, listen, Numak, I owe you $100,000, I'll pay you in a month. If not, just take my house. Okay.
Isn't that what a mortgage is?
No, a mortgage is not giving away your house.
The short is, if you don't pay, the bank takes
that's
the house.
That's a penalty.
They own it. They put the money in.
Right, the mortgage, they own it. The way it's different. I borrow $100,000. I tell you, listen, I'm telling you, you double it. If you don't pay me in a month, just take my house. Now, I don't plan on giving you my house. I live there. Where am I going to move? So I'm only saying it because I think... I'm only saying this to you because I'm very confident that I'm going to pay you back for a month. But Lamai is a push comes to shove that I don't pay you back. So now you say, okay, Labi, give me the house. I say, asmachta, asmachta lekanya. That's what asmachta is. I didn't dream that I'm going to not be able to pay you back. I thought I'd be able to pay you back. So shayla is, what's the halacha? So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, so Amar Avuna, b'shas matam mo'ez kana, hakol. If it's while you give the money, you can't have everything, the whole field. Lachamat the mois, look on the mois. So, Nachman Amar, I feel Lachamat the mois, can't call. And, Avram Nachman Uvdu Gavresh Gulusu, he did a star like this, Kishmaitse, and Kur of Yudel Star, he ripped it up. Amalevishu, they told Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda Karl Starach. He ripped his star, you know that? Amale Dardika Kari, Gavarab Kari, Chazabi Time of a Kari. This is no jokes, he's a big gun. He's not a kid. He's a big gun, ripped my star. Must have been a reason. Ikeda Amri, so sort of he seems like he's agreeing to him. Ikeda Amri, Amale Dardika Kari, the Kula Al Gavi Di, Medina Dardika. Everybody, Amram Nachman was Aloka Ram Nachman Medini, and anybody who, nobody comes to my toenails. He was chayzer. So Eisir Rav Nachman imiatan esam kavash shana harishali. Harei shaloi. The halacha is this. Amalei ani ayim asmach tekayin. The reason why it works because there was a gemiras das here. When I said I'll give you my house, I was gemiras das. I hold asmach tekayin. Menu miyamar asmach tekayin. I reflect the menuni kashmas tisim. The Mishnah clearly states that it is. Ibari say matub shatam. Asis Rabbi Yosi dam asmach tekayin. One shot. Second shot of the Mishnah is, which is what you were saying, David, that when I came to you and I said I want to borrow $100,000, and you said, listen, I
you're not doing a smachta then.
Not a smachta.
He's making his
regular Kenyan.
No, he's not going to be a smachta.
Not a smachta. Right. Not a smachta. So basically, a smachta maybe is loikanya. Yeah?
No, it's not.
Maybe a smachta is loikanya, but in our Mishnah, it was ma'akshu. You have no right, asmach tekayin or not.
Do we say that it goes back to the when he first lent him the field?
Yeah.
No, does it mean that he has a right to recoup any profits from the last past 3 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's only from
the Ma'akshav, no, it's yours from the beginning. L'keach oichlam. Amalei Mar Yunuka Makshisha. Shaila, who was young, who was older, Machlek had to learn what Mar Yunuka Makshisha, but his two sons, both were named Mar. Bismani means when the loan is still in not due yet, it's kanya. But bismani lo kanya.
What's
saying? Bismani means when it's due.
When it's due.
Rashi says so that the years man, that was
at the time of it. At the time it is binding.
No. You're reading further.
Just during the loan. During the time.
Means I lend you money for 30 days. So bismani means it's 30 days. It's already due. Because that's not, there's no gemiras das. That's so what we're saying.
When are you gemiras das to give up your rights to that?
Only bismani.
No, I'm saying, but when do you have, when are you doing the gemar das to give up rights?
So that's the shayla. The shayla is a gemar das.
I'm saying beginning of the loan, that my gemar das should kick in at the end of the 30 days.
That's what it seems like. You learn asmachta.
So who owns it then during that 30-day period?
Machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. We had it before. Mishal shel b'neihem or lekech. That's what machlekes we had before. So Gemara says,
depends on you giving up your side of the das.
Well, in between is an in-between area.
Right.
So machlekes we had before, machlekes who eats, who is the pairs then? Going to Rabbanan, it's Mishal Shabbat name.
Who's going to go ahead and go, who can be makdishit? Who can go ahead and sell it to another person?
I don't know, makdish.
Kind of so you can't, maybe you can't sell it because it's a smachta, it's a
remote. Right now it's a quasi-state, you know? I don't know. So Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't keep this. The Gemara changes. Beloiz mana lekani. I asked Machlos mana kani. Beloiz mana lekani. I'm like, call me the mana kani. What are you saying? What's up with the smachta? Call me the mana kani. Beloiz mana lekani. So Gemara says, no, change it. Dilma hachkam risi. Ashke begoiz mana. You find the guy in the middle of the loan. I'm like, kani. So kani. And boss's money, I'm like, he like money. My time, my mask sufu the kamar. When the loan is due, of course you can say, yeah. By the way, I have a house. If you need to take the house, don't worry about it. You're just doing that to velohi. Mori says no. Fakert, I have fakert this far. I feel begoizim neinami like money. If I had to come like kniik, sabi kimatizim neleisilitardim. What happens is, this makes sense. I meet a guy in shul. The guy says, don't forget, 2 more weeks. You have.
Take my house.
Now, what are I to wife by saying that? I too wife that in 2 weeks when the loan is due, the guy's calm because he knows there's a house over here. He's not going to bombard me 2 weeks later. He'll wait 3 or 4 weeks. He knows he has a house. Meanwhile, I never meant to give the house. I was just pushing muff till I got money to figure it out. Amar Papa, Hayas Machta, Zimnikanya, Zimnikanya. Ashka de Koshosi Shachra, Shechra. You see the guys in the bar. He's relaxing, drinking wine. Connie, you know that he gave it away. He was Gemir's Das. The Kamaab Chazuzi, he's hustling to make money by the flea market. Like Connie. What do you mean? People drink. They drink because they're stressed. Stress eating. Right? The whole country is like this. Maybe somebody else told him that he'll give him money. So he's happy. No, he's drinking because he knows he's good to go.
I thought he's waiting for
the
check to clear.
Vada Connie. If he's very makbid in his money, then you know that he's kani, because he, otherwise he wouldn't do it. No. Maybe the reason why he's not giving it at a discount, because the minute you put things at a discount, people right away are like, whoa, what's going on? Store's closing? What's going on? Why is everything at a discount?
Right,
so you can't do that. If this is a guy who never sold anything, ever, and all of a sudden now, he gave it away, it must be his Gemir's Das to give it away a property. This is what Newmark was saying. Who cares? That's what it means. He actually speaks it out. How God with Zamalei Alach Arba
Bachrais. When he says a potiki, that's Gemiras Das from the beginning of the loan.
From the beginning of the loan. How God with a few more seconds. How God with Zamalei Arba Lachar Bachrais. Zamalei Tovul Minoi Magzli Mi Idyis Idyis.
Best of the
best. If they come to collect, it was a cry. So I sold Numaka property. I told him if people come, I take full responsibility. I'll give you back your money's back.
Those
buildings in Manhattan, I'm going to take those buildings in Manhattan. That's your top stuff. So I tell you, I'm only no. I'm not giving you from Manhattan. I want to keep that. I give you from Alamitos. Whatever I got in Alamitos, second best.
Second best.
This the Lasoif, what I was, Lasoif Tarfumine, the debtors came and took from him. Also Bitka Shakla Idi Idis. A flood came in Manhattan and ruined the guy's best properties. So Sava Problem, remember Idis Amale. He told him from Idis, well, Kaima, and he might say, I have Idis Alamitos. Amale have Akhmed Lavina, no, but Amale Kiam Lakanamakvina Lok, to have Idi Idis Kaima. Hashta Kaima, Idis Mokam Idi Idis. Right now, Alamitos becomes my best, and Tom's River becomes the bainus. You can't take it. Let's do one more piece.
The article does bring down a graph from Blue at the bottom that he says that you can't say the same thing all the way down. Meaning, you can't say that you can only collect about.
Then he's saying two bainus. Stages. You can't go bainus and next and next and next. Rav Barshvo Masik be Rav Kahana Zuzi. He owed Rav Kahana money. If I don't pay you, you have the wine to collect. The E is Asmachta. One more piece to the banner. Amar Rav Nachman, Hashda Amar Rabban Asmach Lekanya, Hod Ara V'Hod Peri. Remember, so Rav Nachman Mechila B'Toyis. She told me it's Mechila B'Toyis. Mechila B'Toyis La Mechila. Ve'et Ma'amech Peri Stek L'Chaveri. Amar Rabban Adshali Bo'Lo Lem Yoch Lachzboi. Mishbo Lo Lem Yoch Lachzboi. Rav Nachman Ma'am Shbo Lo Lem Yoch Lachzboi. Why? Because Mechila B'Toyis. V'Amar Rav Nachman Dino, Di Sham V'Och Lem Afkinim Nei. So Gemara says, how could you compare these two cases? Hasam Zvini. Hacha Ava, and Ava is Mexican Ribbis. You got a problem. Looks like a Mach Ribbis. We'll continue tomorrow. I'm a rabbi. Okay.